Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. And well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to the support I've been receiving from my last couple of audioboos. I've received a lot of support in DM boos, and people have also commented and given their support publicly too, and it's much, much appreciated. In fact, there's been a couple of DM boos that have really touched me, and from unlikely sources. And I said not unlikely sources, that sounds wrong. From sources I wouldn't have thought, but that would be my limitation, not that on the person sending the wishes. I've had two boos, one from somebody I know follows me, you know, who I follow, and I had another one from somebody who I didn't follow. And I've had more than two boos, but those two particularly were very, very touching, because I've one, like I say, was from somebody I knew on Audioboo, who I follow and I've had engaged with before, and somebody from a total stranger who I didn't know followed me, and it's the first time they've contacted me. And it is humbling. It is a cliched word, but the cliches are that are really, you know, it is what it is, and I am humbled. And I'm gaining strength from this, to be honest. I've also had a couple of public responses, Sassy Cat and Jackie Rumble particularly, and it was interesting listening to you, Sassy Cat, about me, my control, the perception of me being in control. And you know what? It's true. I do need to have some kind of control, and I think part of that is because I've never really had any. As a very good friend of mine will say, my life has never has been a series of events that have sort of happened to me that I try to control. I think we do that, don't we? But this idea of me going on this journey, and giving up, not giving up control, this idea of this journey, part of it is for me to chill myself, to not have to think, to not allow huge events to have to shape me, to try and create events, to try and be more in control, actually, to be more in control of a destiny. Not controlling, but to be in control of it. And part of that is the reason I'm doing this adventure, is to rely upon myself, and to also see where my adventure takes me with regarding other people. Jackie Rumble was talking about feelings being mixed up all at once, feelings of elation and despair, really, and having those feelings run simultaneously, and that's true too. But yes, it's been an experience that I'm glad about. We talk about community here on Audioboo a lot, and what I'm finding is people are quite selfless. People are reaching out to me. And as I've said in responses to people who have DM'd me, that is a huge support, really. These voices on Audioboo that are there, and offering support and offering friendship. And I shall be listening to people more as I go out. I'm heading out into the wilderness, of course, but I'm not staying there. I'm going to be visiting towns and villages along the way. This is part of what I want to do. It's not about escaping into a mountainside, into a mountain, into a valley, into the wilderness. It's about a different kind of journey. And so I do want to be part of the environment, part of the village life, the town life. And so I should have plenty of opportunities for Wi-Fi to be able to download audio boos to listen to you later, that sort of thing. Because I think those things are going to keep me going, keep me engaged and keep me in touch with people. And I think audiobook will play a large part in that, because the voices that you hear, people who are speaking, is the connection I'm going to have, is the connection I'm going to have with people. And I want to listen more to people generally. So I want to thank everybody, definitely. What day is it today? It's Wednesday, isn't it? I've been listening also to Big Rick, All One Word, here on Audioboo, and his adventures along the Hadrian's Wall path with Dean Reed. And I know that Rick is struggling at the moment. He's had to go home. They've had to be picked up, taken back home for his ankles and his blisters to heal, or at least to be dressed so that he can continue walking. And I do wish him well with that. I hope he's able to. I hope, Rick, you're able to continue your walk. I know it means so, so much to you. And I know the disappointment that having to come away from something that we've planned. I know the disappointment in that. I'm hoping that I'm expecting, I'm anticipating injuries of my own along the way too. I don't have the right pair of boots at the moment that I need. I have a pair that aren't 100% suitable. But I'm not going to be necessarily having to tramp out the miles and miles and miles. I can stop. This idea of living this way with an open end finish, if you like. I'm not aiming to get anywhere for a particular time. There will be times when I need to do that, of course, because I will be trying to work along the way and generate some income. And part of that work will be walking for specific walks. But generally, I should be able to stop and rest and recover if I need to. I'm trying to get a pair of boots at the moment, a new pair. So we'll see how that goes. I will pick up a pair anyway at some point. So thank you, everybody, for your support. I will be doing more booze. I've been encouraged by so many people to continue recording my thoughts and my feelings and things that happen along the way. And I will do that. I'm going to be using, like I say, audio booze as sort of a diary that I can come back to, as a resource that I can come back to, because I want to blog on my walks. But audio booze is such a great way of blogging. Maybe I'll just record audio booze and embed them into my blog post, because that could be an easier way initially to share with people what I'm doing. It's quite easy to speak on a mobile device than it is to write out a blog post. Anyway, it's Wednesday today. I've got less than a week now before I set off. It's a glorious sunny morning. I've still got a lot to do. Packing away, getting rid of the logistics. And I've got into a bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Quite lethargic about this, in the sense that it's hard to get motivated. I'm waiting for the days, I suppose. But I know it's going to come all too soon. It's a funny place to be in at the moment. But I know that a lot of you are with me on this. I know a lot of people are listening. And do you know what? For the first time, that means a lot to me, for people to listen. And it's quite selfish, I know, I suppose. But then people are reaching out. People are offering me their support, and I'm taking that. I'm taking the metaphysical hugs that are being sent my way too. Thank you all for listening. And thank you for your comments. Thank you for publicly commenting. Thank you for your DMs. And I wish you all well. As always, if applicable, God bless.